الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات، أجيب الدعوات، رفيع الدرجات، رافع السماوات، وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات، وهو الذي إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا وليس لنا رب سواه، بها نحيا وبها نموت، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العظيم وفرقانه المجيد، بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة وذلك دين قيما. وقال تعالى: أين تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى إلى آخر الحديث. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and thanks and glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, nourisher, and provider and protector. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He who does things with means, without means, and against means. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved Master, whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Him to guide the entire human being until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, first of all, I would like to remind myself and you all, which is very important thing in our life, key element, that taqwa Allah. Wherever we are, whatever we do, we have to take taqwa, we should have taqwa. أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. How we can attain, how we can get, by obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever we are, whatever we do, it's most important we must make sure that we obey His commandment. We don't go against the Sharia. And by following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by His two most important key functions in our life when we do it, by the respected elders and brothers in Islam, inshaAllah ta'ala, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a success in this life as well as hereafter. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life as a chance and opportunity. We have to make use of this. Every minute, every moment, whatever we do in this dunya, it has been written. Every second, so we have to be very careful. It is precious, the time. And everything Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Like Allah has given us all the bounties and all the ni'mat. Allah says in the Holy Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. I have created everything in this dunya. Allah has given everything. He sustains us. He provides us. He protects us. Whenever we need everything. But our job is what? We have to obey His commandments. That's it. We have to listen to Him. We have to please our Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, it is better. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, الدُّنْيَا خُلِكَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِكُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Dunya, this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for a mu'min as a purpose. There is a purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Dunya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for us to enjoy. خُلِكَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِكُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. But we have been created for the Akhirah. Our purpose is Akhirah. In this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said us that we have to please His command. So everything, my respected leaders and brothers in Islam, whatever we do, that if we do according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah, that we will be rewarded. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Deen means Islam. What is Islam? That submission, that to totally we submit ourselves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah wants to do, there is no other chance and opportunity to listen to our nafs, our own desires and shaitan. So when we listen, when you do things, we will go in this way. It is very important. So in the Holy Quran, the Hadith, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advised. My respected brothers and sisters, in this I would like to highlight it today. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in throughout his lifetime, very important five things, five matters he did. And he showed it is comprehensive. Everything is included in that. If we can follow it, we can do it. InshaAllah ta'ala, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. Out of that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَىٰ. All our actions depend upon intention. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَىٰ. You will get what you intend. So it's very important. Bukhari, Muslim, this hadith repeatedly comes. More than 7 times, it is in different narration, لا عمل إلا بنية. There is no amal, there is no action without your intention. So it is very important, all of us, whatever we do, wherever we are, we should have the good intention. Husn al-Niyyat is very important. The first point to ponder here. Husn al-Niyyat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith also came for a cause. This hadith has been highlighted after a long journey, after a long sacrifice. This hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned from Makkah to Medina after migrating. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, just imagine. Nowadays it's easy, but those who just imagine it's difficult to travel mountains and rocks, hot sun, there's no facilities like that. But out of all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do migration, hijrah from Makkah to Medina. Why doing my great hijrat? Among the Sahaba, there was a Sahabi called, his name was mentioned, Muhajiri Umm al-Qayyid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know this Sahabi. His intention was to get married in Medina. His intention was to get married in Medina. He got married, he got what he wanted. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made things clear. Another hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at your appearance. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa ajsamikum walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa amalikum. Our appearance, that how we dress, how we look, this is not important. La yanzuru ila suwarikum wa ajsamikum, our body, our physical, how we look, how strong we are. وَأَجِسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our heart. Our intention is very important. قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, it has to do with everything. Whatever we do, that by intention, by keeping good niyat, husni niyat, we can change this. We can make it as an act of worship. Ibadah. By not keeping the good intention, good niyat, even though it looks like an act of worship, ibadah, but we won't get any result, we won't get any reward. So it's very important. This hadith has been highlighted. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, everything, so we have to maintain. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi says that every amal that we do, that it is compulsory upon us that to keep niyat, to utter the niyat. Pray, yes, we keep niyat. Usalli, fardhan, jum'ah, duhan, we keep. Fasting, we keep niyat. Every action that connects with the niyat is very important. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, everything, whatever we do, we go to work, we get married, whatever we have to do in the life, that we should keep intention. We should please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good intention, think of it. Oh Allah, that I am doing it for you, to please you. Everything is for you. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Every action in this dunya, that is for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forbid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. If we have done something for riya, to show off, to get name and fame, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us in this dunya, but in the akhirah, metaphysical world, we are not going to get anything. We are not going to gain anything. But the reason, we got what we want here. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, every moment, every minute, whatever we do, shaitan will try to misguide us. Say, shaitan will try to mislead us. For example, we start a good cause, good project, good something, good, with a good intention. But while we are doing, our intention might get diverted. Our intention, our action might get diverted. It's very important. We always have to remind ourselves. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that, حَاسِبُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَنْ تُحَاسِبُوا. You remind yourself every day. You ask yourself every day that what I'm doing is right or wrong. Correct or wrong. Before you've been asked, before you've been questioned, one day will come, always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us. The answer, what are we going to give? It's very important. So everything has to do with intention. By the respected elders and brothers in Islam. A beautiful hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, narrates this hadith. The person gives sadaqah with a good intention, good niyat, but he gave sadaqah to a person who is a robber. Next day he came to know. This hadith comes under the chapter of sadaqah, charity. He came to know that you have given the money to a person who is robbing. But anyway, his intention was good. He asked dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second day, he gave sadaqah to a person who is misleading. All three cause, all three person who gave, that he gave to a wrong person. But his intention was good. By the respected elders and brothers in Islam, the point here is, because his good intention, good niyyah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his entire life. The robber, he used to rob, after that he realized, and he did tawbah to Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zani, the prostitute, the lady who is doing zina, realize and make tawbah and ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, everything is very important. Something has to do with intention. But outward, like we are praying, giving sadaqah, charity, whatever, people will praise us. He's a nice person, good person, whatever. But our heart knows what we are doing. Our intention knows what we are doing. We cannot lie to our heart. Our feeling, we cannot lie. That is very important. So always, my respected elders and brothers, now judge and keep good intention. Second, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Husnul amal." Along with the good intention, it is very important that we should do good amal also. Right things in the right manner. For example, a person has good intention, good niyyat, he wants to give charity, he wants to help people, but the way he is doing it is wrong. The way he is doing it against the Sharia, against the Quran and Hadith. How he is doing? He robs from people, he takes money from people and he gives sadaqah. Is it correct? No. It won't be accepted by all Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does from an illegal cause, whatever, wrong cause. So this won't be accepted. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, each thing is interconnected. It has to do something with it. So everything should be perfect in order our life also to be perfect. Our amal to be perfect. Sometimes we might be wondering and pondering, what is wrong with me? What is happening? I'm doing everything perfectly, but I don't see any result. It's really important. So when we do it, we have to do it amal, with good ilm, knowledge. This one is very important. Right thing, in a right manner, correct time, we have to do it. We have to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to do this way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then this amal, even though you do little, that will be accepted. That will be accepted, that will be more effective. During the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, there was a beggar, a miskeen, who is staying sitting outside the masjid and he's asking, he's begging for people. But a person who kept good niyat, good intention, inshaAllah ta'ala, I pray 2 rakat and come back and this camel, what I have it inshaAllah ta'ala, I will give sadaqah to him. I will give charity to him and he kept niyat intention. But he's coming out, after praying 2 rakat is coming out, the man is missing, the beggar is missing. What he did? He was hesitating. He couldn't wait. He stole that camel and wait. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, the amal, the action, what he is doing, if he would have been patient, little while, sabr, little while, the risk what he is going to get, the sustenance what he is going to get, it would have come in a halal manner, in a halal way, right manner, right way. Because he wasn't hesitated, he took it, it is haram for him. Whatever he do, it is haram for him. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, it is very important. If we allow with good intention, good niyat, husnul niyyah, husnul amal also which should be there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, Al-anatu min Allah, wal-ajratu min al-shaytan. Al-anatu min Allah, silent, calm, taking the time. This is the one of the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you want to do something, don't get hesitate. Get mashura, consult with them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَمْرُهُ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يَنْفِقُونَ. Your matters, you consult. Certain decisions we might take in our lives, this, but we have to ask mashura. We have to consult. وَالْعَزِلَةُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. A person who has his hesitation, honey, she takes decision, it is from shaitan, and he will be grave. Rest of his life will be great. There's no point in it. So this is all that we have to do. Another hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who are making mashura, فَخَابَ مَنْ اِسْتَشَارَ وَلَا نَذِيمَ مَنْ اِسْتَخَارَ. Mashura means, people will never leave them in their hands. And those who do istikhara, for example, in our lives, they're going to take a huge decision. How are we going to take? Sometimes we might hesitate. Whether to take the right decision. So this is the time we make mashura to start and ask, pray to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in istikhar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, along with husnul niyyah and husnul amal, the third one, third mandate, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, husnul usloob. Husnul usloob, the way we are doing, we should do in a correct way. This is in the hadith and this is in the Quran. Everything Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed in life. When we do it, we have to do it with a plan. We should have future plan. Take the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. How nicely Yusuf alayhi salam knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed. قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبَعَ سِنِينَ دَعْبًا. For 7 years you will have drought. So he starts saving. He starts saving, so that in future we will be able to benefit. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, a mu'min always will think far. A mu'min will always think far. And لا يُلْدَ بُالْمُؤْمِنْ إِلَّا مِنْ جُحْرٍ وَاحِدٍ مَرَوْهِ. And a mu'min will never get beaten the same hole twice. Sometimes we do mistakes. We have to learn out of the mistake. We have to realize. It is very important. It is very important. So a mu'min always will be alert and vigilant. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught everything. You do it in a correct manner. In a company, why do we have vision and mission, the values? They work together. They work with the vision and mission. So everything. And this life also has a purpose. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a wise person, al-kayyis, man dana nafsa wa hamila lima ba'du nafsa, wal-ajiz, man atba' nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. A wise person, a wise man who is, al-kayyis, man dana nafsa, he will sacrifice himself. Sacrifice means, he wants to do it,
But he will do it that the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will obey the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he respected it as another to Islam. We establish it sometimes. We fail. Certain things we fail to do. We think that once in lifetime we do, let us enjoy, let us do it properly. This chance and opportunity will never come back again. We try to please people, but people will never be satisfied. We will always keep on saying, find fault. And we try to make only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try to make, please don't make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very important. So with the vision and mission, many stories of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Migration, Makkah to Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam planned in such a way that Muhajirin will come, Ansar will help, make Ukhuwat brotherhood, financially, security, everything Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many respected leaders and brothers in Islam, we have to be alert, we have to be vigilant. This is very important. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Those who have a tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after you. The tawakkul means we have to tie the knot, we have to lock, we have to do things, we have to make preparations and keep tawakkul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I have done my effort. Beyond this capacity is yours. You have to help us. You have to guide us. This is very important. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba. That's why Sahaba succeeded. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashabi kan nujum, my companions, my Sahaba companions, kan nujum, they are like stars, shining. فَبِأَيِّهُمْ اَقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Whoever you follow them, you will be guided. Because it's very important. Everything, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they did. The main objective was that to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First priority was being given to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Rasul first, then everything. Then, it's very important. This magic, if now, each and everyone starts to be myself, my mouth comes now. What is my position? How will I do? Am I ready to please meet or make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is my position? So every minute we have to do. The fourth one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is very important. First one, Akhlaq. Where we score, we get lots of reward in this fourth one. Okay, the first matter, the first one Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your good intention, that is also right. And we are doing husnul amal, we are doing in another nice way. Third one, we are doing it in a plan. Everything is there, we are planning, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help is there. Allah will help us, Allah will guide us. But matter respected leaders in other Islam, in fourth matter, we have to understand Quran and the Hadith, the entire Sharia is based on these two things. That is, one is Hukukullah and Hukukullah. Hukukullah is God, man to God activity, worship in activities. Doing amal and ibadah, act of worship, praying, sadaqah, zakat, or the faraid, everything has to do that. Hukukullah. In this manner, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us if there is ups and downs by tawbah and istighfar. Allah will reward us. But the second one, my respected elders and brothers, we all of us have to keep in our mind, hukukul ibad, if we fail to do this, then we cannot go to a sinner. We will fail our rest of our life. Hukukul ibad is very important. Akhlaq, husnul akhlaq, good characterism, good manners. It is very important. No matter we are doing whatever, but if we are not good to our neighbors, if we are not good to our spouse, if we are not good to our family, our colleague, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never accept all of us, our good deeds. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is justice. In the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all our good deeds and give to that person who did injustice. Hukukul Iman is something is very important. This is man-to-man activities. Where all of us have to do it. In office, in family. Where it is difficult. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the chapter of Akhlaq, Husnul Akhlaq, good character says, what you have to do is, Sil man qata' wa'afu amman zalama wa'ahsin man asa'ihi. Those who are cutting relationship with you, you go along with it. Those who will hate you, you go along with it. Those who do injustice for you, you forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the result you see not here, but you have to come. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. No matter how much we can act here, be a good person, be a good drama actor, but the result we will see in the after metaphysical world, who is better, who is this? That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a janazah has been bought, but he had some loans. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to conduct the janazah there because he had something to give. Hukuk al-ibad, he refused to conduct. The moment Sahabi took responsibility, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came forward to conduct the prayer. So this shows, my respected elders and brothers in Islam, hukuk al-ibad, husnul akhlaq, good characterism is very important. In the hadith, in the day of Qiyamah, all the doors will be busy to enter the Jannah. Babu Salah, Babu Zakah, the door of Zakah, the door of Salah, the door of Sawm. Everybody will be busy, they want to enter through that door to Jannah. But one door will be free. That door will be easy for us to enter. But respected elders and brothers in Islam, do you know what is that? That is the door of Akhlaq. So he shows that many of us fail. It is very important. It's right to implement. Rasulullah said, do you know who is the best amongst you? خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The best is amongst you, the best is your spouse, your family. Oh, my wife has to say this, my husband is a good person. We have to get that certificate. We have to get that. Then only Rasulullah said, is the best. So in this akhlaq, we try to build. We try to build. The fifth one, final by the respected elders of Islam, husnul dhan, you should have good things, good thoughts about it. Good thoughts about it. For example, a person to think he is a good person, do we need any recognition or do we need any approval to prove it, show me this person is a good person? No, we don't need husnul dhan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware from the bad habiyyatum wa dhanna, bad thoughts. Why? The moment you have bad thoughts about others, فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَخْذَرُ الْحَدِيثِ. That bad thoughts will make the person, whenever he does good deeds, also you will not accept it. You will not accept that, you will reject it. So my respected said, elders and brothers in Islam, so we have to be very careful, vigilant. So in order to prove somebody is a sinner, he has done this, we need proof. After proving that, it's okay. But always, a person who is doing sin, we make dua for him. Allah forgive him. Allah guide him. He doesn't know. If you think ourselves clever, see, I am not doing, he is doing that. My respected elders and brothers in Islam, remember, keep in mind, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to do that thing and make you to realize that. When that person is doing sin, when that person is in a difficulty, you thought clever, you was happy, now you see. So it's very important. All these 5 points to ponder, it's interconnecting each other. We have good intention, and we are doing in a right way, husnul niyyah and husnul amal. And we have good visions and mission planning. But for example, in the fourth manner we are failed, then all that is wrong. And in the fourth, we have good akhlaq, we have good character there. Then fifth one, we are not thinking good about others. And that also is fail. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, it has to do something with us ourselves. Thinking good about others. And akhlaq, let us try to build ourselves. Sahaba, it is very important How do we build? It is spiritual. We should have spiritual connection with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we have everything. We have money. We have wealth. But something is missing in our life. Happiness is not there. The contentment is not there. The reason, we spend least time with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spend least time with our maker, our sustainer, our provider, who has given everything. It's very important, day in the morning and evening, we make zikr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read some Quran, it's very important. That the best time I just pretended as a mother is love, when it's tahajjud. And we wake up for fajr, we try to make, we pray, our, we start our day with the fajr prayer. With Imam Jamaat. So everything is in our hands, my respected elders and brothers in Islam. That we do our main, our day, good or bad is in our hands. In our actions, our intentions. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used to ask this dua also. And this dua in the Quran, Rabbi Habli min as-salihin. O Allah, make me from the pious people. Among the pious people. And the hadith says, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَكِّرْهُ فِي الدِّينِ يَسْتَعْمَلْهُ فِي الدِّينِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends good from a person, what is the time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make use of you. Wherever good is happening, we will be the problem. We will help you. يَسْتَعْمَلْهُ فِي الدِّينِ. So, let us make use of it. Let us ask for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the best in this life as well as the akhirat. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best and the chance and opportunity. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the hellfire. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good chance and opportunity. Whatever we listen, whatever we hear, to implement, practice. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.